About business, this has been a very recent journey for me. I've started 1 year and a half building my own online business. And I mean, it has been really very hard for me, but at the same time, very rewarding because it helped me a lot in growing up and also becoming a better person and having a far better mindset. So it has been really great and fantastic experience for me. Well, I faced a lot of difficulties along this process. And the first one was I really had to study a lot, which was something I didn't like to do. I had to read a lot of books related with this subject. And I guess I never studied so much in my life, not even in school, because I was a student who didn't really study a lot. So that was one of the difficulties that I faced. But the second was, I really consider it was even harder, was just changing my mindset. Because when I first started, I had this mindset of an employee. I was just thinking about the money. And in return, what happened was I focused many times on doing stuff which I didn't like just because I heard some guy saying, "Look, do this because it's easy money," and so on. So I ended up doing it. And it didn't took me long until I just quit it and just left it because it just didn't work. I just didn't feel motivated to do stuff. So the things I realized were two. I realized first that you really need to choose something that you are very passionate about. You need to choose a business that you really love because it's something that you are going to put a lot of effort, a lot of energy into it. And you will definitely fail a lot, and I really mean a lot, until you start seeing some success. So if you aren't doing something that you love, I mean, very probably you will just end up quitting, and even if you continue, you won't offer the best quality products just because you are doing something that you don't feel motivated to do it. And second, this might sound a bit ridiculous, but I realized that building a business and being successful with it is quite similar as becoming successful with women. It's really not about focusing on the outcome. In this case, focusing on the money that you want to get from people. Because when you do that, as I said many times, you end up doing something that you don't like. And also, you end up on not offering the best service to people because you really just care about the money. So it's really about building an attractive business. It's really about choosing something that you like, as I said, and always constantly improving it and building something that is very attractive and focusing on really trying to help people out. Because when people love what you are offering, I mean, people will just be glad to help you in return, which in this case, give you money. So this is quite similar as being good with women because it's exactly the same. I mean, it's not about focusing on wanting to get women that you will get more women. It's really about focusing on yourself. And always constantly self-improving yourself so you can become a guy who isn't attractive and that women want to belong and be with. So I really consider that business is very similar to attracting women. And those are the few things which I realized during this process since I've started doing my own online business. Anyway, changing topic, I want to talk about a common idea that some guys have. I'm not sure if it's from the seduction community or not, which is playing hard to get. I don't tend to tell guys to do this because they usually tend to overdo it. And what happens is they met a girl and she's attracted to him, but they are playing so hard to get that she really believes that he isn't attracted to her and isn't interested in getting to know her, and she simply walks away. And what happens is this guy just lost an opportunity of being in a relationship with a girl who he likes. This isn't really about knowing strategies. As I said, being an attractive guy is also about having an exciting lifestyle, and guys really need to focus on building this kind of lifestyle. And when you have a lifestyle that you enjoy, I mean, many times you will be too busy just to reply to every single message that she sends to you, to answer immediately to her phone calls, or even to go on dates with her. Many times you even have to cancel it because you have something else planned out to do. So it really happens naturally. I mean, you become a guy who is playing hard to get naturally. And at the same time, you show interest, and you do that by each time you are with her. I mean, each time you are with her, you are exactly in the moment, just living it, having fun, just being yourself. And she will love that, and she will feel really excited when she is with you. And basically, she can't get enough of you, so she will end up pursuing you. But at the same time, when you aren't with her, you are focused on your life. And you aren't always constantly just on the phone, just seeing the messages and so on, because you have something else to do. So you become a guy who is playing hard to get because you just have a life, and it's just something natural. And she ends up pursuing you because she's really excited when she is with you, and she really feels great when she is with you. And it just becomes something natural. So that is really all about that topic, and I hope guys understood what this is really all about.